Canceled man headed to prison for supplying a fatal dose of fentanyl. 33-year-old Marcel Thomas was sentenced by Common Pleas Judge Taryn Heath to 6 to 9 years behind bars. He was sentenced May 28th. Thomas pleaded guilty in April to charges of involuntary manslaughter, trafficking and possession of fentanyl-related compounds and cocaine. Prosecutors say he had a substance that was a combination of fentanyl and an animal tranquilizer called xylazine. He supplied the drug to a 33-year-old Massillon man who died last May. Canton police say a three-vehicle crash in downtown sent a car into the Canton College Preparatory School Thursday morning. The collision occurred around 8 o'clock at Tuscarawa Street West and Cleveland Avenue. Police say an Akron woman drove through a red light and her minivan struck an SUV headed north on Cleveland. The minivan plowed into the school's gymnasium. The SUV struck another, stopped at the light. Four people were transported to area hospitals for injuries ranging from minor to serious. Police believe alcohol played a role in the accident. Opinions are mixed in North Canton about whether to disband its dispatch center. The administration says a move to join regional emergency dispatch would save the city more than $400,000 a year until 2031. The repository reports at least two council members, Police Chief Frank Kemp and Fire Chief Drew Kramer, are opposed to the plan. At least two council members are in favor. Council voted 4-2 Monday to authorize the administration to negotiate a potential contract. The Red Center provides emergency dispatching to communities including Massillon, Navarre, Canal Fulton, and Jackson, Lexington, and Lawrence townships. Columbiana County commissioners have finalized placement of a renewal of the county's 1% sales tax on the November ballot. The board unanimously approved the measure following a second public hearing Wednesday. The tax would remain on the books for another 5 years. Commissioner Mike Halleck says the sales tax represents 70% of the revenue that comes into the general fund, which pays for most county operations. The tax generated $14.4 million last year. A man has pleaded guilty to amended charges stemming from an incident outside Sebring McKinley High School. 23-year-old Jacob Fullerton of Sebring entered the pleas Thursday to two counts of disorderly conduct in Mahoning County Court in Sebring. Judge Joe Schiavone sentenced him to 1 year of probation and a suspended 30-day jail term. Fullerton was accused of being with a group of men who attacked juveniles in the school parking lot February 10th. One of the teens told police Fullerton called the people she was with by a racial slur and also hit one of the victims. The incident was captured by security cameras at the school. Officials have updated the public about the status of downtown Youngstown's Realty building, which saw an explosion last week. During a press conference Thursday, Mayor Tito Brown said Barber and Hoffman Consulting Engineers will provide structural engineering services and evaluate the building. The firm is expected to arrive today and will work with the NTSB to determine if the building is safe for investigators to enter. The Board of Control agreed to pay Barber and Hoffman $7,500. There's no time frame on how long the assessment will take. The NTSB says it has serious concerns about the stability of Realty Tower. Warren police are investigating a shooting that sent one person to the hospital Wednesday night. Around 9 o'clock, officers responded to an address on Stevens Avenue Northwest. They found multiple shell casings at the scene. Police say the shooting occurred in a front yard where children were playing. The victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. They reportedly have refused to speak to investigators about the incident. Trumbull County prosecutor says officers' actions were justified when they shot and killed a man. 55-year-old Sean Thomas of Hubbard died at St. Elizabeth Health Center in Youngstown. Troopers were called to assist township police at an address on Hubbard Masary Road in Hubbard Township October 3rd, following a report of a domestic violence incident. Patrol says Thomas was impaired and carrying two handguns. He ran into a wooded area and was found near Van Ness Avenue about an hour later. Thomas reportedly pointed a gun at officers who opened fire. No officers were injured. The Ohio BCI conducted an investigation. A court ruling means a man arrested with nearly $800,000 in his vehicle cannot keep the money. Alexander Hussman sued for possession of the cash found in the trunk of his car when he was pulled over on I-80 in Mahoning County in April 2020. State troopers pulled Hussman over as he was traveling to New York. A canine officer alerted to the vehicle. Troopers said marijuana residue was found on the bags containing the money and the floor of the vehicle. The U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Ohio filed a motion saying the money was part of an illegal drug trafficking enterprise. A judge ruled against Hausman, who had argued the search was illegal. A woman was released from jail 3 days before police arrested her for a deadly attack at a North Olmsted grocery store. Bianca Ellis has been indicted for stabbing a woman and child outside a Giant Eagle, killing 3-year-old Julian Wood. Police video shows last week North Olmsted officers checked on a woman in a wheelchair at a busy street corner. It turned out to be Ellis. Police found she was wanted for violating probation in a theft case, so she was arrested. Records show a magistrate in Rocky River Municipal Court referred her for a mental health evaluation, but it did not happen. Friday, Ellis was released by Rocky River Judge Brian Hagan. Monday, she ended up arrested for the attack. Police call random. At the following funeral announcements, services pending for 72-year-old Karen Myler of Alliance, arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Skibalaki.